Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 247, stanzas 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 of Psalter 247.
wish to read out of God's holy and precious word, out of the second book of Corinthians, chapter 5. But before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be, that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, but not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men that we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and sovereign, but also merciful Lord, We all have to stand before thy judgment seat. And we do not know when. For one, it may be very close. And but for none of us is it very far away. And we have heard in this morning those questions that thou hast asked of thy servant Job. Solemn questions concerning thy sovereignty. And he had to close his mouth. Then there was not one word that he could speak anymore. And he was humbled in the dust before thee. O Lord, we beseech thee that thou may give us such instruction in the days of our life, while we are still here upon this world, and that thou may grant us saving impressions from the callings that are about us and the callings that do come out of thy holy word. We lay before thee the mourning family. Lord, then it is an impossibility from the side of man for these parents to bring their beloved daughter unto the grave. Oh, that thou may be on their right and on their left hand in thy mercy. And wilt thou remember all that family together and the family that has stood at that open grave in the week that is gone by. Lord, remember our young people for the calling that is coming in a special way unto them in the days of their youth. And we have no faith by nature. We do not believe that we must die and we must appear before thee. Our fathers have said it is a supernatural work. And that is as the creation itself. And then it comes from thy hand. And thy word that is going forth still for them, though it has been cut off for their friend. Oh, that thou may grant unto them also strength in these days, and that tender fear of thy most holy name. For we read of an Orpah and a Ruth. They did both weep, but Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clave unto her. So for the one was it a savor of death unto death, and for another was it a savor of life unto life. Oh, then we can only beseech thee, O Lord, for thy work, and for that power of thy Holy Spirit that alone can give life from the dead. Oh, do look upon us as a congregation. For many times thy servants have stood upon this pulpit in the years that it has existed for the purpose of the bringing of thy holy word. Many times our elders, they have also stood here to read the sermons and thy holy word. We do not know what the fruit shall be. Eternity that shall tell it. And could it please thee yet to remember that word and to follow it with thy blessing, and to supply for us yet one more time in this afternoon hour, and that we might feel something of the presence of Thy Spirit, without which we can do nothing. Bless then that word in the midst of us also for those that are in their homes in this afternoon hour. We lay before Thee also once again the son of our nephew who has just received surgery. Lord, could it please Thee to spare his life? And that is just on the edge, as it were, with parents and families watching and sitting about in great anxiety. O Lord, we beseech Thee for the life of the child, that Thou would spare him, and that Thou may use this also for good. Give the physicians wisdom and skill, and teach also our little children and our youth, and that they might remember their Creator in the days of their youth. Do supply for the entire congregation and denomination. Thou knowest the times in which we are living, where disease does go about in our sister nation in a great abundance, and also here somewhat. Lord, we ask Thee for Thy sparing mercies, and that Thou may watch over and protect as Thou alone art able to do. And wilt Thou grant unto us to look up unto Thee, who art able to set that wall of fire about us? And wilt Thou care for us in every way? Wilt Thou help us in this afternoon? Give us wisdom, clarity. Grant us strength in Thy Spirit, in a great measure in the speaking and in the hearing, and that there may yet be a blessing left behind, as Thou didst command, as it was commanded, and by a Boaz for a Ruth of old, who did glean after the reapers. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sin, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 275 stanzas 3 and 4. This all ages shall record for the glory of the Lord. Thou dost hear the humble prayer, for the helpless Thou dost care. Thou eternal art and great, heaven and earth Thou didst create. Heaven and earth shall pass away, changeless Thou shalt live for a. 3 and 4 of Psalter 275. congregation the words of our text for this last service in our old sanctuary. They can be found in the portion that was read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, this portion of the 17th verse. Old things are passed away. So far, the words of our text. Paul's declaration of the passing away of old things. First, the passing away of old things. Second, the old things which pass away. Paul's declaration of the passing away of old things. First, the passing away of old things. And second, the old things which pass away. Old things are passed away. What does that mean, to pass away? You know that too, boys and girls, when we say that someone has passed away, then that is a very serious and solemn thing. Then something, then someone comes to an end, that is speaking about death. And we know that old people, they pass away. We say that often, that the old must die. And the older that we become, the more we realize and feel that the old must die. And yet, when you speak to those who are old, then very often, then they are also putting that day so far away from them. It is one thing for an old person to die. It is something else for a young person to die. We say that often to young people, that the young can die. But today, this past week, then we have experienced this, have we not? And then it becomes true once again in the midst of us as congregations, that calling that is coming so very, very close to you. And then all the hopes and all the expectations that are in that young life, like they are in your young life, when you are looking forward to the future, then in one moment, all those hopes and all those expectations, they are suddenly cut off. And in one moment, then it becomes true what we read in God's Word, that we must stand, each one of us, before that judgment seat of Christ. And I know, because I was young once too, young people, and then we think when we are young, that is now something we think about perhaps when we get older. And now you understand, once again, it comes to us. It does not have to be. So that question comes now also to you. Not only to your father and to your mother, but there is a little boy just 2 years old in the hospital. We don't know yet what happens to him. Children. And then when you pray, you must ask the Lord in great earnestness that the Lord would give to you a new heart. We all need that same thing. Here it says, old things are passed away, passing away. That has reference to time. That is that it goes on, because that is what time does. Sing that often. time, like an ever-rolling stream, bears all its sons away. And a stream that is ever-rolling, you go look at the river, boys and girls. You will stand there and then you see something, especially when that water comes up a little higher. And you see how mighty, you see how powerful that water is. And that when you would come in that water and it is flowing, then you are not able to resist it. That is now what our text is speaking about. It is speaking about time, how that time is going onward, and that there is no man that is able to resist that onward going of that time. But it is, as it were, sweeping everyone, bearing all of its sons away. Old things are passed away. The Apostle Paul, he is not speaking here about people. He is speaking here about things. Old things are passed away. You say, how can a thing pass away? Because a thing does not have life, and a thing that cannot die. That is so, but things, they do become old, and things, they also have an end. That is something we also feel today. Because we sit here in this afternoon, if all is well, and we may go into the new sanctuary, if all is well, next week. And then we sit here for the last time under the service of God's Word in this sanctuary. So we feel something. We feel something of the going on. We feel something of the passing away of the time. Old things are passed away. Is that a good thing? Or is that a bad thing, that old things pass away? Say, well, that depends. For some things it is good, for some things it is not so good. There is an expression we use that sometimes we speak about the good old days. You know, if we speak to some of the first immigrants to this place, the country, then they will say to us, well, they were not such good old days, and actually they are glad that those days have passed away, because that was not very easy. And so Solomon, he also speaks about those who say that the former days, they are better than these. But he says, then we do not inquire wisely concerning this thing, because we have actually in our days so much to be thankful for. On the other hand, there are indeed some things that were much better in the old days, because there was a time, and you do not know that even, young people, that was even before that you were born, but there was a time, for example, that it was not even lawful to go to the store on the Sunday. There were times that it was not lawful to take the life of an unborn child, or for two men or for two women to be married together. What an awful, awful time in that way that we live in. And yet, that has always been in the world. Because if you think about the days of the first world, and you think about the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, then you say, well, those, they were awful, awful times. Old things are passed away. Sometimes it makes us sad when old things pass away, because there are certain things, they kind of belong to our life. They have been part of our life for a long time, and then we can feel a certain emptiness when those old things, they are passed away, and that can be for us also here today. And therefore, we have tried to bring in our midst, especially those of you who have been here in this building, even perhaps in the time that it was dedicated. We see on that stone outside July of 1979, so that was 41 years ago, even in this very month. And then for those of you that may have been here and present at that time, and then it can be for you that you say that it's hard to believe that it is now the last service that we are going to have in this sanctuary. There can be those who have been brought to this place by father and mother, taken by the hand when they were very young and come all their life unto this house of the Lord. And then it is understandable once again that there is a certain sadness, because then it is as if part of your life that is then passing away. But now, are there also those who must and may look back in their life and say that is now a place that the Lord has come? There is a place I was sitting where the Lord, He stopped me, where the Lord, He touched my heart, where the Lord, He gave me instruction, where the Lord drew me after Himself. Because if that is now so, and then it is especially then that there will be those who have a certain sadness, and that you say in this or in that place, that seat that will now be taken away. And then you wish sometimes you could go back to that place and receive once again those blessings of the Lord. It is a blessing, actually, that this building that is still going to remain with us, and that it is going to change its purpose, yes, but it is not going to be used for a dance hall or some other purpose in this world, because indeed it was 41 years ago dedicated for the service of the Lord. Old things are passed away. The Apostle Paul, he is not expressing the least bit of sadness when he says here, old things are passed away. And then when he says this, then he is not speaking about the passing away of old things as something that ought to be mourned over. No, it is actually just the opposite, that he is speaking about these things as something that we may rejoice about. The Apostle Paul, he is speaking about a great change. And what is that? He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things have passed away. Thus he speaks about a great change. What is that change? That change, he says, that is that when a man, he comes to be, he says, in Christ. What does that mean, to be in Christ? Well, that speaks about a certain revelation. That is just like boys and girls, that you say, I am in a certain family. I belong to a certain family. That is my mother, that is my father. But actually, that is even a closer relationship than your mother and your father. That is when two persons get married. Because in the Bible, then it says that When two get married, they are joined and they are not two persons anymore as separate persons. No, but they are one. They are one unity. There is a unity of spirit. There is a unity of purpose. And there is a unity, as it were, of their own soul. Thus, there is a relation. That is a great change. We have a couple who hopes to get married next week here. And that is going to be one of the greatest changes that there are in their life. Then everything changes in their life. And indeed, also old things for them, they will pass away. Were they bad things? Certainly not. See, they were things that belonged unto a former time. They loved their mother, they loved their father. They appreciate how that they have brought them up in this world. And yet, they are going forward. And they are looking forward. They are not looking back, no, to return. But the things that are now in the past, that family life, that upbringing of their past, though that was also very good for them, enjoyable for them, profitable for them, yet they are glad that they may now go forward in their life. And thus those old things, they are passing away. And thus the Apostle Paul, he speaks here about being in Christ. He says that is also such a change. A great change. Just how great is that change when a man, he comes to be in Christ? You know what the Apostle Paul compares that to? He compares that here to the change that happens when God's church dies. When they come unto death. Then the Apostle Paul says that God's people, they change the place of their worship. They go from an old place of worship onto a new place of worship. So just like that married couple, I understand they are working on a house where they hope to dwell together. And now the Apostle Paul, he speaks also in that same way. He says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." So, the earthly house of this tabernacle, what is that? He is speaking about our body. He calls our body a tabernacle. So a tabernacle, that is as a tent, children. You know there is a great difference between a tent and a house. So a tent, that is something you put up maybe sometimes in your backyard. You say, "Father, Mother, may we sleep outside." And we go in a tent. You can put that up in a little bit of time and you take it down. It is just a temporary thing, a temporary dwelling place. That is really what that word tabernacle means. And so the Apostle Paul, he speaks about the body as a tent that is something dissolvable. The body that is something that passes away. And where does that soul go? He says, well, when that body is dissolved, then we have another building. And that is a building of God. That is a house which, he says, that is made without hands. Without hands. There are many hands that have built this new house for us. This house, he says, is made without hands. What house is that? That is that eternal home that is heaven itself. The Lord, He has made those heavens. He made those heavens even as He has made the earth. He made it without hands. He only spoke, and it was so. So Paul, he is not mourning over the passing away of this old tabernacle. He is not mourning over the prospective passing away of his body, the dissolving of his body. And why not? He says, "For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, that mortality might be swallowed up of life." That is why. He says, what is life? He says, it is mortality, it is death. This life, he says, that is full of sorrow. This life that is full of grief. And that is what Moses says. He says, the strength of our life, the best part of our life. Do you believe that, young people? And they say to you, you are still young. You must enjoy life when you are young. Is that what the Bible says? Is that what the Lord has said in this past week? Enjoy life when you are young? Or did the Lord say, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth? No, the Lord does not say enjoy life when you are young. The Lord says seek me in your youth. He says that this life that is death, that is a continual death, and every sickness and every pain that we may feel, every infirmity, every weakness, that is all saying the same thing to us. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Mortality. And Paul says that's what it is. As Moses says, the best part, that is labor and sorrow. And then we fly away. What is it? Trial, temptation, burden. Thus, Paul says, why then should I mourn? Should that church of God mourn then? When this life shall pass away? When all the burdens shall be gone? Is not the grave the resting place for God's true church? That there all their burdens may be laid down? No, Paul does not mourn. Does he despise life? Oh, he does not despise life either. That life that is a gift from the Lord. That life that is appreciated and to be appreciated as a gift from the Lord. But Paul says, I will not miss it either. I will not miss it when it is gone, because that life that is always a dying, and now in that life that is all done and that tabernacle is dissolved, he says, and then that mortality, that death, that will be swallowed up of life. Then there will be nothing of that death left. There will only be life left. Thus Paul, he speaks about a great change. He speaks about old things. He says they pass away. What will that be? When all the old things are passed away, do you look forward to that? Do you look forward to that time? That you may enter into that eternal glory, into that house that is not made with hands. Indeed, there are many people who do look forward to this, but who will never come there. That is what the Lord Jesus says in His Word. You hope next week, boys and girls, we are looking forward, right? We're hoping that we may come there in that new sanctuary. Can be that we do not come there. Because last week, Stephanie, she was also able to listen to the word of the Lord. That is not possible anymore. Now we hope to come there, yes. But do you also hope to come there? The Lord Jesus says that there were not only five wise, there were also five foolish virgins. And they did not come there, came only to the door. And when they got to the door was shut. He says, in that kingdom of God, there are not only the good fishes, there are also bad fishes. There is not only wheat, but there are also tares. So we look forward to coming there. Say, how can we know if we come there? That is a good question. That is a very important question. But is that now the question that guides our searchings each and every day? Is that now the question that we have in our thoughts when we open the Word of God in the morning? Shall I come there? When we come up to the house of the Lord, is that our question? Shall I ever come there? Or will that door be shut for me and for my children? Say, can we know it? There are people in the world, they say you can never know. You come there or not, and that is not true. Can know it. Say, how can we know it? Well, that is exactly what the Apostle Paul, he is speaking about here. He says, if any man be in Christ, that is so necessary. He says, then there is a way that you may know that you are in Christ. What is that way? He says, well, he says, old things, they have passed away. Thus, he is not there speaking then about things that are going to happen. He compares that to what will happen. But he speaks about the things that have happened, that do happen. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. You say, when does that happen? That a man comes, or a child, boys and girls, young people, children, that a person comes to be in Christ. When does that happen? You know the answer. Say that happens in regeneration. That is right. That happens in the new birth. That is what you are asking for. That you also may be in Christ. Because in that birth, there is actually, that is, an objectively from the side of the Lord, there is actually a marriage. There is a union in that new birth. Then a person, he is coming into a blessed union with the Lord Jesus Christ. That is now the time that a great change takes place. Great change. What change is that? That is the change of state. State. We talk about a change of state and a change of condition. This is the change of state when a person, he goes from dead to alive. He goes from spiritual death to spiritual life. Then his state changes. But if we will ask our young people who have gone through confession of faith, what does that mean, the state of a person, then they will tell you that it is the relationship to the justice of God. That means that there are two states. Either we are in the state of guilt, or we have been acquitted from that guilt. Two states. Thus, in regeneration, from the side of the Lord, a person, he goes from the state of death into the state of life. That is justification in its actuality, not in his knowledge of it, but in its actuality from the side of God, who is the judge. The judge then is actually acquitting that boy or that girl from all your sin. Can you imagine that, children? Is that not something? To be acquitted, to be forgiven all our sin. That is what we need to die. If that happens when you are young, then it is a good exchange for you. If you will have to go that same way that Stephanie had to go, do you believe that, children, boys and girls? Do you believe that that is possible for you to receive also in the days of your youth? Because that is certainly possible. Tell me now something. What passes away when a man, he is standing before the judge, and that judge says to that man, "You are free." What passes away? Say, it's punishment. It's guilt. The policeman is all gone. The prison, all of this is passing away. That is now what the apostle here, he says, when he speaks about being in Christ, he says that is now the only way that that guilt and that punishment can pass away, because he has suffered it. And the Father, he will not accept any other suffering. He will not accept any other offering for our guilt. Therefore, the apostle, he speaks about the necessity of being in Christ, and therefore the Lord Jesus, he says, that verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Because in that new birth, then there is coming a unity in Christ. Once again, not in the knowledge, no, in actuality. That change of state. And you know that once then that happens, then there is no going back anymore. No, then there is only going forward. It is like that married couple. Then they do not go back once again to the house of father and mother, no. Or that it is possible that there is much adultery, spiritual adultery by the church. And yet, that church is not, that bride is not turned away by that bridegroom. It is possible that they leave him days without number. It is possible that she is backsliding days without number. So that she herself, she has to question everything and whether that she is indeed in him. And yet, oh, she has to say, still there are old things. They have passed away. And we want to see that in our second thought, but let us sing. First from 225, stanzas 1 and 3. How dear to me O Lord of hosts, the place where thou dost dwell, the tabernacles of thy grace in pleasantness excel. My spirit longs, yea, even faints, thy sacred courts to see. My thirsting heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. 225 stanzas 1 and 3. Away, our second thought, the old things that pass away. Thus, the apostle speaks about being in Christ. And when Christ came upon this earth, and then indeed there were many things that passed away when Christ came. What were they? Well, say the law. The moral law? No, not the moral law. Moral law that was written on the heart of man already in his creation, the moral law that is an eternal law. But with the ceremonial law, it was very different. That ceremonial law that was actually the gospel of the Old Testament. But it was a gospel that was in shadows and in types. And the Apostle Paul, he speaks about that which decayeth and waxeth old, and he says that is now ready to vanish away. So that entire Mosaic economy all the sacrifices, all of the sacraments of the Old Testament, the bloody sacraments, the circumcision and the Passover, the entire priesthood, all the new moons and the Sabbaths and all the rites and the ceremonies of that Old Testament that was at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of these, they just like a shadow, they have passed away. There are people who do not want to give up those old things. You know who they are, right, young people? That is the Jewish people. They want to hold on to those old things. Many old things we say that are good and that we are better to hold on to. But the apostle speaks about those things as passing away. And why would that be that they do not want to let them go, pass away? Well, you don't sell your old house before you have built a new one. We don't get rid of the old sanctuary before we have built a new one. And so, the apostle, he speaks about those who are in Christ. He says, for them, old things are passing away. But these people, they have rejected Christ. And so, and when they have rejected Him, and then they are cleaving unto those old things because they have nothing else. So then we cleave to all that is external and to all that has no more for us any profit. But the apostle, he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. That is so also for the Gentiles. When the Lord, when He sent His disciples, and that happens now also, when His servants, they go out and a land, they are receiving Christ. That is in a general way, we say. Then what happens? Well, then they say with Ephraim, what have I any more to do with idols? We heard about Dionysius and all those idols. Well, then they are gone. And all the heathen rites and superstitions, the same as with the Jewish people, then they are gone. Then they belong to their old life. And they pass away and they do not enter into the life of that people anymore. And now the Apostle Paul. Then we may say, Paul, how may I know that I am in Him? The Apostle Paul, he says, well, he says, then also for you. And then it will be true that old things have passed away. Is that true for us? Say, what kind of things? Read in the Bible that the Ephesians, they brought their old books. They put them on a great heap and they burned them. Are there old books in your house that ought to be burned? Or other things that ought to be burned? Maybe we cannot convince you, young people, in this moment to burn them. The trash. Not even after a very serious calling by which we may feel in an external way foolishness and the wickedness, shortness of our time. But if now the Lord comes, with the power of His Spirit, then Paul says, those old things, they will pass away. All go in the garbage. then it will be part of your old life. And I will ask those who know what that is, if you have mourned, throwing away all those things, and they will say, no, I have not mourned that one time. Old things are passed away. What is the first thing that passes away in the new birth? That is unbelief. Unbelief. Faith born. Faith that has an object. And what is that object? It is the Word of God. It believes. I may say to you again, young people, do you believe that you have to die? Do you believe that? We believe that Stephanie has died. Now it is a completely different thing, is it not, to believe that I have to die? Faith. We don't give that to ourselves. Neither does the death of our closest friend give that to us. We are affected for the moment. Then we go on. Except that we are born again. And then unbelief flies away. What Bunyan says, read it. Then we believe it. Then it becomes the concern, the heaviness of our heart. I have to die. And I have to stand before my Maker. Do you know why there are great outward changes in a person's life? And that all those old things pass away? Because there is an inward change, a great inward change. Can be that the outward things change and there is no inward change. And that outward change is temporary. Then it becomes different. And when that inward change comes, that greatest change that can take place in our life, then there is a going out. Then there is a forsaking. And that is a forsaking without mourning. And a man, he does not miss all of those old things. Why not? Oh, he is looking to something else. He has somewhere to look to. He is going somewhere. He is traveling somewhere. The other things, they are old things. Do you know what passes away? Death. So death passes away. Actually, in a spiritual way, mortality is swallowed up in. That death that is gone. How do you know? I can tell you how you can know. What belongs to life? Tribulation. Sorrow. Trials. Afflictions. They all belong to life. What does the Bible say? In the grave, there a man, he receives rest. What does that mean? He receives rest from all the trial, all the tribulations, and all the sorrows and afflictions that are in this life. So those things, they belong to this life after sin has come into this world. Thus, when spiritual death that gives way to spiritual life, and all these things, they come into your life. Trial, tribulation, affliction, sorrows. Outwardly, sometimes. Often.
but always inwardly. Inwardly, because that spiritual death has passed away. And all those trials and tribulations, they are belonging unto that spiritual life. You know what is gone? You know what has passed away, young people? The careless life. The careless life. The carefree life. Passed away. It's gone. Say, maybe I don't want part of that. You ask them. You ask any one of them. Do you mourn that that carefree life is gone? You say, not at all. Not at all. That is past in my life. And they do not desire to have that careless and carefree life anymore. Never. They would not substitute the whole world for it. You say, God's people. They can sometimes, yeah, they can be lying on a bed of sloth. That is true. But they have not yet a moment's rest. They do not lie there in a peaceful way. Not at all. Ask them. Because time and time again, the Lord, He is knocking. And they hear it. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh. I sleep, yes. But my heart waketh. Is that rest? You sleep and you keep waking up again. Is that rest, people of the Lord? When you have gone back, as it were, into all the world. And the Lord does not let you go. He will never let you go. But you have no rest in it. Why not? Because the old things, they are passed away. Darkness is passed away. Darkness, yes. Darkness. That is one of those old things that is gone in the moment of regeneration. You say God's people, they complain always about darkness, it seems. That is true. That is true. But if they had never seen the light, they would not complain about the dark. What is a man born blind? What distinguishes a man born blind? He has never seen one ray of light. And if a man has seen one ray of light, he is not blind anymore. He is not blind anymore. No, that belongs to the former life, blindness. The Lord, He has given him light. You say that might be very dim. That is right. It can be very, very dim. But now the very smallest ray of light, that gives a man to see something, even a shadow. And then he is always looking, looking for more light. He says, it is so dark. O Lord, give me light. He is not without it. That man that was born blind, what did he say? They said, tell us, is this man a sinner or no? Jesus cured him. He says, I don't know. I don't know who he is. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Therefore, that darkness, that complete darkness, that is something for the true church of God. that belongs to a former life. It is one of those old things that have passed away, and there is so much more, but we do not don't have time for everything. Old things, they are passed away. Congregation, sanctuary, beautiful sanctuary. It has come at a cost. Especially those of you who are older, you have laid out for this in years gone by. You have taken your profits from the daily work of your hands. You have laid it out, given as this sanctuary also been profitable for you. Now in this last service, can you say that something has happened in this sanctuary? Can you say in this sanctuary, life born and death that has fled away? Was it in this sanctuary that you have been awakened out of your sleep? So that you have begun to see and begun to feel? Have there been new desires born in your heart? Or was there ever in this sanctuary a vow? You say, I am going to leave that former life. A new purpose. And all the old purposes, all the old affections that have gone out after this world? Or has there ever been a great change in your life, in your heart, in your will, in this sanctuary? Has there been a change in your opinion? The opinions of what is maybe right and wrong, but also what is good, what is worthy to be sought, to be attained, to be received? Was there ever a change in your opinion of the Lord Jesus Christ? Your estimation of the blessed mediator. He has no form nor comeliness. We shall see him that we should desire him. But did that now ever change in this little place? So that your heart began to go out after him with longings and desires. That he became to you white and ruddy. Chiefest among 10,000. Old things have passed away. You know, the Lord Jesus, he says that more will pass away than old things. He says there is coming a time that the heavens and the earth, they shall pass away as we know them. Heaven shall be rolled away as a scroll. Shall be a new heaven and a new earth. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word, that shall not pass away. For there is not a word that has been spoken on this pulpit when it was spoken truly out of the word of God for 41 years. Then we have heard that word and we have not obeyed it. That will not testify against us. And we have to come to answer those questions. We have heard it out of Job 38. What a solemn chapter. And the mouth of every man will go closed. And yet those stones, they will also witness, congregation. of hearts that were broken, of tears that were shed in this place. Tears of godly sorrow. Tears of true, heartfelt repentance. Time goes on. Purpose of this sanctuary that changes. Purpose of the Lord that does not change. He is working every day, even in ways that we would say we would never do it that way. But the Lord, He is working to bring about His own purpose. And when He is finished, then the heavens and the earth, they are going to pass away. But His word, it is not going to pass away. But He is going to bring His church into that new house, into that building that is made without Him. Will we also come into that building? Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, it is a solemn moment that when we come to the end of these services to be held in this little room, which has been a witness of so much. O Lord, wilt Thou forgive all of our many sins, speaking and in listening? And wilt Thou crown that word with Thy blessing? And wilt Thou give us hearts that may be humbled under Thy goodness, that it may lead us to a true repentance, and that we may seek to be united to Thee in and through Thy dear and only begotten Son? And wilt Thou keep us in the furtherance of this day and also in the week that is to come? We lay before Thee Thy servant, who has that most difficult labor to perform in the midst of that sorrowing family. Wilt Thou strengthen and uphold him in his many labors? And wilt Thou bless us undeservedly, keep us from all sin and evil, and from danger and harm? We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While the Bible is closed, we will sing from Psalter 332, stanzas 1 and 2. Forever settled in the heavens, Thy word, O Lord, shall firmly stand. Thy faithfulness shall never fail. The earth abides at Thy command. We hope to close the Bible at the first second lines there, phrases 1 and 2 of Psalter 332, and we ask the congregation to please arise for this.
Thank you.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.